Don't shift your weight. Don't stare. And for God's sake, whatever you do.
Hello, and welcome to March Madness. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Hannah, and this is the world's only March Madness-style Brad Pitt-themed podcast, where we put every single one of Brad Pitt's movies against one another in a quest to find the ultimate Brad. That's not what we're doing this week, though. This week is a mini-episode, as I'm sure you know, because you've been listening to this podcast because you love us. This week, we're talking about a movie Brad Pitt should have been in, and that movie is Signs, which is a movie that was pretty good. I saw it for the first time recently. In the Halloween spirit, as it was Halloween.
Do you think that aliens really count for Halloween? Like,
they're scary.
It is a spooky movie, but like now that I think about it, I feel like it's cheating to watch Signs because like.
But the aliens murder people.
That's true.
Murder is the number one most Halloween thing.
Okay, that's true.
You can't tell me that. Freddy, Chucky, Krueger, whatever. The monsters are also aliens. They're gonna get ya.
They're very scary. I love Signs. Signs is a good movie because it's a scary movie that's not too scary, and it has like a plot. It has like a point to it, you know.
Yeah,
it's got some meaning.
Yeah, that meaning is believe in God. God damn it.
I guess so, but. Hannah is
I'm sick. I'm dying.
Very ill. She could leave us at any moment.
I truly feel like I'm going to barf at any second.
Please don't barf on the microphone.
I'm not going to, but I'm like getting...
Okay, well, let's make this quick. Science is a cool movie. Brad is a cool dude.
Mel Gibson sucks fucking donkey dick. Nope. I hate him.
He's a piece of trash. Let's get him out of Hollywood. Let's get him out of Signs, an otherwise good movie. Like, you have to pretend that you're not watching Mel Gibson.
I spent the whole time pretending that I was watching Brad and the movie was great.
Yeah.
So and every time I remembered it was Mel Gibson, I was like, God damn it.
If you haven't seen Signs, you probably have. I'm assuming that you have because otherwise where were you? But I don't know. Hannah just saw it. So there's some of you are out there. It's a movie about aliens, and they come to Earth from outer space, presumably. And Mel Gibson plays a pastor who has lost his faith after his wife died.
She got crushed between a tree and a car. Yeah, she got cut in half.
It's really disturbing, but she's, like, still alive, and he's, like, talking to her. And, he's got two kids, and his brother is living with them. And
his brother played by Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, I didn't know. That's nice.
Yeah, that's okay. Why I was talking about how if I could say Joaquin Phoenix is the beefiest boy I would have a crush on.
I challenged Hannah to find me a picture of the beefiest boy she would have a crush on within 1 month, I believe, was the deadline.
Yeah.
I don't remember what day. I think
it was mid-October.
We're running out of time. You probably still have another 2 weeks.
Yeah, I gotta find one. If you have any ideas, please shoot me a tweet.
The beefiest boy that she would still date.
He has to look like he's gonna die of tuberculosis, though.
He's gotta be beefy. Beefy tuberculosis. God. Anyway, Brad should be the main character, who's the father, the ex-pastor, trying to keep this family together, trying to keep them safe from aliens, because this is a strong protective role for our boy Brad.
Yeah, it was very World War Z Brad, you know?
Yeah.
Very, like hot dad Brad.
And, like, I thought that it would have been perfect, like, when Mel was, like, throwing a fit at the table, like, they're all having, like, their last supper. The aliens landed and Mel throws a fit. They all make their favorite food and the kids aren't eating because they're upset because it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
And Mel, like, slams his fist on the table and he's like, you're going to eat. Like, I'll have your food if you don't want it. And he reaches over and he starts eating all everybody's food and the kids start crying. And then, like,
he starts crying.
Yeah. And then they all come in for a group hug. But, like, I feel like Brad would have nailed that intensity.
Definitely.
Like, that was very... It would have been very good.
Ugh.
He would be a little... Did we find out young?
Yeah, he was going to be... He's young, but here's the thing is that because it's a sci-fi movie and this is a sci-fi podcast...
Oh, we're a sci-fi podcast?
Yeah, we're a sci-fi podcast now. And so working on a time machine so that we can transport current Brad back in time to like 1997 or whatever so that he can be the dad on Signs. Because... Whenever Signs came out, which I do think was like late 90s, early 2000s, that's when we're getting into like Fight Club Brad.
Yeah.
And that's when he's like the young hot thing in Hollywood.
Well, I think you mentioned too, like, it's about time to remake Signs, and that means Brad would be the perfect age.
Yeah, put him in it. Put him in the Signs remake that no one except for apparently us are asking for.
Signs is good.
It's good. No, it's a good movie. Good. I don't know if it needs to be remade.
It really doesn't.
It's really good.
Brad,
except for Mel.
I can't believe we're.
What if we digitally alter it, like full on Star Wars, and just put Brad in it?
Science special edition,
Brad director's cut.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. I'm on board. On board
for our sci-fi podcast.
Yeah, I don't have any special interest in this at all. Like, I think I'm a, you know, like, I think if we approach Hollywood with this, and they're like, "What's your angle?" and we're like, "We run a Brad Pitt podcast, and we want to CGI Brad's face on Mel Gibson in Signs."
Oh, just his face? I thought we were gonna like green screen Brad the whole time.
Oh, you want his body in there?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I would know it was Mel Gibson's crusty ass body. I want full Brad.
Do you think you could identify Brad's body from a lineup?
Yeah, because he's got those weird shoulders.
He does have weird shoulders from the front, though.
Yeah, because he's got those weird shoulders. He's built kind of funny.
Can you picture his nipples in your mind right now?
I can, but I don't really want to.
You don't want to think about Brad's nipples?
No.
Okay, well.
But aren't they, like, weirdly small? I feel like we've had this conversation before.
They're weirdly small, and they're too far apart, because all boy nipples are too far apart.
Boys, what's up with that?
I hope you have enjoyed our comprehensive and very intellectual review of Signs.
And why Brad Pitt should be in it, which is Mel Gibson sucks dick.
If this doesn't convince you, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you. Go watch Signs.
Go watch Signs.
Go watch Signs. Go watch a Brad Pitt movie.
But most importantly, stick around. I hope that... Oh, no. She grows closer to death every minute. Just in time for Halloween. You can be a ghost.
I could be a ghost for Halloween. Yo. I would just dress up as myself.
Please don't die.
I'm trying very hard not to.
Okay, so stick around if you have not left yet. You won't want to miss next week's episode, which is the pitting you have all been waiting for the whole time. Spy Game versus
Happy Feet 2.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Happy Feet 2.
I can't hear you.
Happy Feet 2.
Where Brad plays a krill.
Will the Krill. With Matt Damon. But this isn't a Matt Damon podcast. This is a Brad Pitt podcast.
This is basically Ocean's 11, 5. 4? How many? 4.
Ocean's 14. Brad Pitt. Matt Damon. Elijah Wood.
Who's Elijah? The penguin?
Yeah, Elijah Wood's the fucking penguin.
This is
just like in Happy Feet 1.
I forgot. When you think of Elijah Wood, you don't think of a penguin. I'm sorry.
You think of one of those spooky lemurs that looks like Elijah Wood.
He sure would be. Well, on that note, I have a... Hannah's throwing up. We have to go. Have a wonderful day. Find us on various social medias, which you already know about, which is
March Bradness, except for Instagram, where it's march.bradness.
Yeah, website marchbradness.net. See you next week.
Yeah, enjoy it. Have a great day after Halloween.
Oh, hey, yeah, have a spooky Halloween.
Have a spooky post-Halloween. Halloween Boxing Day.
Shit. I hope you had a great Halloween yesterday.
Please get a lot of discount candy and send it to me. Thanks. Bye.